An Apple a Day by the 100-Year Lifestyle. Did you know that there are over 7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world?
It's true.
That means that it would be possible to eat a different type of apple every day for over 20 years. With their variety of flavor, texture, and type, it's no wonder they are one of the most popular fruits. And in terms of the health benefits, as your mother no doubt told you, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Whether you're looking for a sweet snack, a tart addition to a salad, or the perfect apple pie ingredient, understanding the different types of apples can help you make the right choice. Favorite types? Let's take a look at the top 7 types of apples commonly found in grocery stores. Honeycrisp apples are renowned for their sweet, juicy flavor and crisp texture. They have a distinctive yellow and red skin that gives them a vibrant appearance. As the name suggests, Honeycrisps are incredibly sweet with a hint of tartness. Their texture is exceptionally crisp and juicy, making them a favorite for eating fresh. Honeycrisp apples are ideal for snacking and salads. Their crispness also makes them great for applesauce and apple-based desserts. Their sweet-tart balance makes them versatile in cooking and baking. Fuji apples are large, with a reddish-pink to yellow skin. They originated in Japan and are named after Mount Fuji. Fuji apples are incredibly sweet, with a dense and juicy texture. They are less tart compared to Honeycrisp or Granny Smith apples. Fuji apples are fantastic for snacking and salads due to their sweet flavor and crisp bite. They are also great for baking and making sauces because of their high sugar content, which caramelizes beautifully. Gala apples have a thin, orange-red skin with a slightly striped pattern. They are one of the most popular varieties due to their sweet taste and attractive appearance. Galas are sweet with a mild, fruity flavor and have a crisp yet tender texture. They are less firm than Honeycrisps, but still provide a satisfying crunch. Gala apples are perfect for eating fresh, adding to salads, or making apple sauces and purees. Their sweetness makes them less ideal for baking, as they can become too soft. Golden Delicious apples are known for their smooth, yellow skin and sweet, mild flavor. They originated in West Virginia, USA. These apples are sweet and buttery with a tender, crisp texture. They are less acidic than some other varieties. Golden Delicious apples are great for snacking, adding to salads, and making apple butter or applesauce. They are not the best for baking, as they can become too soft and lose their shape. Not so sweet for those of you that like a not so sweet bite, Granny Smith apples are well known for their bright green skin and tart flavor. They originated in Australia and are now a staple in grocery stores worldwide. These apples are very tart and slightly acidic with a firm, crisp texture. The tartness makes them stand out from sweeter varieties. Due to their tartness and firmness, Granny Smith apples are excellent for baking, especially in pies and crisps. They also add a refreshing crunch to salads and are great for making apple juice. Braeburn apples are medium to large, with a mix of red and green skin. They are a cross between a Granny Smith and a Delicious, another great one, but we can't list them all, apple. Braeburns are known for their complex flavor that combines both sweet and tart elements. Their texture is crisp and firm, making them a versatile choice. The balanced flavor of Braeburn apples makes them excellent for both eating fresh and cooking. They are particularly good for baking and making sauces, as their texture holds up well under heat. McIntosh apples have a pale red skin with a greenish undertone and are known for their soft texture and tart flavor. They originated in Canada. McIntosh apples are tart with a juicy, tender texture. They are one of the softer apple varieties, which means they break down easily. McIntosh apples are ideal for making applesauce, apple butter, and apple pies, where a softer texture is desired. They are also good for eating fresh, although their softness can be a bit mushy for some people. Now that you're an apple expert, it's time to put your newfound knowledge to the test with this recipe for easy homemade apple juice. Easy homemade apple juice prep time. 15 minutes cooking time, 1.5 to 2 hours total time, 2 hours 15 minutes to 2.5 hours ingredients 6 to 8 apples, a mix of varieties is best, use sweeter types like Fuji, Gala, or Honeycrisp for a more flavorful juice, or add a tart variety like Granny Smith for balance, brown sugar, honey, or maple syrup, adjust to taste, 1 tablespoon cinnamon, or 2 to 3 cinnamon sticks, 1 tablespoon whole cloves, or 5 to 6 whole cloves, 1 tablespoon allspice berries, optional, 1 orange, optional, sliced, for added flavor, water, enough to cover the apples, instructions, wash the apples thoroughly.
Core, and cut the apples into quarters.
There's no need to peel them, the skins add flavor and color to the juice. Place the apple quarters into a large pot. Add the cinnamon, cloves, allspice, if using, and the orange slices, if using.
Pour enough water into the pot to cover the apples, by about 1 inch.
Bring the mixture to a boil over medium-high heat. Reduce the heat and let it simmer for 1.5 to 2 hours, or until the apples are soft and the mixture has reduced. Use a potato masher to mash the apples and spices, which will help release more flavor. Place a fine mesh strainer or cheesecloth over a large bowl and pour the apple mixture through it.
You may need to do this in batches.
Press or squeeze the mixture to extract as much juice as possible. Taste the juice and add brown sugar, honey, or maple syrup if you prefer a sweeter juice. Stir well to dissolve. Serve the juice warm or chill it in the refrigerator. You can also reheat it before serving.
Store any leftover juice in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to a week.
You can also freeze it for longer storage. Nutritional information, per 1 cup of juice, without additional sugar calories, 120, total carbohydrates, 31 grams, sugars, 30 grams, dietary fiber, 0.5 grams, fat, 0 grams, protein, 0 grams. Note, nutritional information will vary depending on the type of apples used and any additional ingredients like sweetener. Pro tip, feel free to adjust the spices to your liking or experiment with other spices like nutmeg or ginger for different flavor profiles.
Enjoy your homemade apple juice as a cozy fall treat or a refreshing drink any time of year.